Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I hate?
What?
You know when you get that little bump on your lip and you know a fever blister's coming in?
I haven't had one. Oh, my God.
I got that little bump.
Oh, no, you do?
Right in the middle of my Amy, right?
It's a brewing.
Come over here, closer.
No.
Get real close. Mwah.
No, but it's probably like a zit, like I get on my chin. Like, you know it's a brewing?
Yeah, you know it's brewing, and it's bugging me this morning because it is. Hey,
it's going to be ugly.
You should get closer.
Hey, Sean, what do you have for that? Sean?
You mean Valtrex?
Oh. Is this a form of herpes? I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I got herpes.
Yeah, he can bring you his Valtrex.
Holy cow.
No way.
Text Felice, I got herpes.
It's expensive.
Heck yeah.
How much is that stuff?
I don't know, but it's a lot.
I've got to text my fiance. She's going to want to know about herpes. Yeah. She might call off the wedding.
Especially on the weekend she's out of town.
Yeah, right? Yeah, suspicious.
Wake up on a Monday with the herpes. Yeah.
Hey, what happened to the Broncos last night?
Well, we sucked it up.
I turned it off. I went to bed.
Well, we sucked it up and stunk it up, I guess.
Yeah, so we lost.
Well, I turned it off. It was 30-13.
Yeah.
They had just scored again and again and again. We didn't look good, did we?
Well, no. So I was just like, now, I think this is a loss.
I think, I haven't checked this morning, but I think we dropped to third place.
Really?
We're stinking right now.
Well, because I thought, what if I turn this off and then they come back and do this big rally or something?
Yeah, you would miss it.
And then I'm going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh, my God. But there's no oh, my God.
Speaking of the oh, my Gods, did you see the Chicago Cubs celebration on Friday?
That was insanity.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? That was insanity.
I've got some of the numbers, and I want to run something by you here.
How'd they count them? I never know how they count them.
I don't know how they do it either, Jamie, but 5 million people. Now, remember, when Denver won the world championship in the Super Bowl, we had 1 million people downtown. Do 5 times that.
Wow.
5 times in Chicago.
That's crazy. I mean, it is a bigger city.
Now, we'll give them that. It's huge. It's just unbelievable. It's the 7th largest gathering in human history.
The 7th largest gathering. So what would be Martin Luther King probably was up there.
No.
No?
No. Good guess.
I have a dream.
I don't think you're going to get any of these.
What were they?
They're all in Iraq, Iran, and the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know what they did.
I guess they have a lot of people over there. All right, if we're at number 7 at 5 million, guess what the number one gathering of humans on the planet has ever been? First of all, I'll tell you what it was. It was a pilgrimage in India.
To
how many people?
Calcutta or something? Right,
remember, 5 million is 7th.
5 million is number 7. So they had 11 million people.
Sean?
I was going to say 8 million.
30 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Made a pilgrimage?
Made a pilgrimage.
Did they have to?
In India.
Or did they want to?
30 million people.
How'd they count those people?
30 million.
That's crazy. I don't know.
That doesn't seem safe.
They have those tickers.
Did they go through the clicker, those things? Yeah.
Yeah, they have that. Is that crazy?
Man.
But the Cubs, man, they celebrated.
Yeah, they did. That was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Well, they should, though. It's the last time since, 1908?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get crazy, you know.
They beat out another gathering. It was Rod Stewart's 1994 concert in Rio.
You're such a liar.
I swear.
That's on there? Let me see this.
Rod Stewart's 1994 concert in Rio is who they beat out. They surpassed them.
Cubs celebration crowd even beat out the people who went to Rod Stewart's 1994 concert in Rio. Well, he's not lying.
That's crazy. How'd Rod Stewart get on the list?
I don't know. Maggie May. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
There's no other United States-y things, huh?
No. Mm. No, look at all those gatherings, though. I mean, 30 million people.
Woo! Yeah.
That's a pilgrimage.
Yep. And there's a lot of funerals, a couple of funerals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when people die, I guess, they get all crazy.
That's
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun for them. I was excited for them. But I'm sad. What do you think of the Broncos? What are we going to do? What should we do?
Well,
what's your game plan? You got a game plan?
You know, I think that just my observation, and you know, I'm a professional sports guy.
Yeah, I know you.
I've played a lot of sports in my life. Uh-huh. I know it like the back of my hand.
Never been paid for it, but.
And I'm here to tell you, well, we got some free dinners and stuff out of it.
Free dinners?
Yeah, in arena football. But okay, get this. I think that the problem with our team is we can't really score. We just can't score. We're not very consistent when it comes to scores.
Okay.
You know, I love that little Trevor guy. The little Trevor guy is a nice guy. I'm sure he is. He seems to be always down, though. Uh-huh. He never has any emotion.
Yeah.
But that may be a good thing. But I don't think we have an offense.
So it's our offense.
I think it's our offense.
And Sean, what's your analysis? You're a big time frisbee golf guy.
Yeah, from my frisbee golf experience, what I've noticed there on the field is that Simeon just seems a little uncomfortable in the pocket, and he's not sure what to do. He had a big lane, and several times he could have run, but he just doesn't run.
Uh-uh.
So, I mean, in the fourth quarter, I was kind of hoping they'd throw in Paxton.
You were?
Yeah, why not?
See, that indecision right there, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The offense is sputtering.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Jamie. That's our analysis.
Because they don't know,
like,
we don't like this quarterback. Let's get another. Oh, wait. So they feel confused with all the quarterbacks?
Maybe so, I think. I mean, we really need Peyton back.
Yeah.
We need to get him out of retirement.
I think
get
we need John Elway back.
Yeah, or Elway. We'll take Elway. We'll take Tebow even at this point.
I feel like John Elway's grooming himself for politics.
You think so?
I do.
Why do you say that?
Well, because he's doing all those political ads.
Yeah.
And I'm like, aha!
Who's he supporting?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't pay attention. But I know he's doing some kind of political ads.
Yeah.
I forget what it's for.
Yeah. 71 or 72?
Well, Sean, I can make up numbers,
too. Well, no, I think it's
71 or 72 what?
220, 221,
what are you
whatever
talking
it takes.
About?
Amendment.
Yeah. Oh. Sean, by the way, came in bragging this morning because he has all of his ballots with him, along with his Make America Great Again hat on that he got for free. But he came in this morning with all his ballots. He's going to drop off his ballots today. As you know, Election Day is tomorrow. But he's dropping off everything. He and his wife sat down, went through the booklet last night, and did all their voting. He voted out every single judge.
All of them.
Every judge he voted out.
No.
Not one did he want to keep.
Nope.
Not one.
I feel like they're making shady decisions. I've never been to court.
How can someone at the election headquarters look at your ballot and take you seriously? When you vote out every single judge. Yeah.
You got to vote for one judge.
I don't think your ballot's going to count.
It's going to count.
What about Billy the Judge? I like Billy the Judge. Sometimes I just go by names. Billy the Judge. Sounds good.
I don't know how you vote out. I mean, I think it's more detrimental if we have all new judges.
Have you guys already voted?
No, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I haven't
Election
either.
Day. Yeah.
Well, I have my ballot to drop off, but I haven't done it. I don't know what I did with it.
I like to do it the old-fashioned way. You show up at the school. You get in line. You get your little sticker that says,
I
voted. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. After the show, I'm headed straight to the school. I'm going to go and just kind of hang out, kind of monitor the situation. May take a recorder, interview some people. You know, get a little exit poll going.
Right.
Yeah.
Take the
that
pulse.
Way Roger Japp can jump all over me again.
My God, what is your deal with him? And did you guys get in a fight?
Yes, we did. We got in a Facebook fight, but I'll get into that later. It's my first Facebook fight, by the way.
I get into them all the time.
I know you do. It kind of feels good.
No, it really doesn't.
Well, you can fight and it's all words. They don't really, I mean, they're not there in your face or anything. So you can be really cocky.
I know, but the thing, I don't get cocky with it. I'm just like, why are we doing this? It's exhausting. We're like verbally, we're text fighting, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets dumb.
Oh, by the way, with the election tomorrow, we'll take a quick break here. But with the election, here's some of the things that we'll get to later on today. I mean, the election's a big deal. Here's some of the things that happened over the weekend, okay?
Okay.
First of all, our chia pets, we have no winner.
I know.
We do have
our chia pets are a dud.
What?
There's sprouts, though.
No, they're not.
Was there?
Are there sprouting?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Very little.
Whose head?
Both of them.
Both their heads are sprouting?
Are you sure? You sure that's not your grow facility at home?
Wow, this is exciting. Wait, let me see.
You got your sprouting all mixed up.
Really? Oh, my God.
Are they sprouting?
She's got sideburns. Hillary has sideburns.
This is so exciting. All right,
I want to see the other one. I didn't even know this.
Let me correct my list.
Trump has that one.
He has
one. One sprout on Trump.
He's got one single sprout. She's winning.
Just in time for Election Day.
One sprout.
Can we get a picture of those? Put them in the light and let's put them on our Facebook page.
Wow, she's winning. So we said whoever had the best sprouts, she won. She won the election.
Donald Trump rushed off stage over the weekend.
Yeah, you called it an assassination attempt.
That's what it was first reported.
But he didn't have a gun.
Well, it was first reported he did.
He didn't.
It first came out when that was posted. We'll get to that. The FBI says no charges for Hillary. They went through 650,000 emails in a matter of 8 days. That's pretty good.
That's really flying through those.
You have to admit, that's flying through. Chelsea's wedding paid for it by the foundation.
It was? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's what it says. Yeah, WikiLeaks. Yeah.
So
that's
kind of
cool, though.
I
think that's good.
Okay.
What?
It doesn't seem right. If I give money to a foundation that's supposed to help Haitian refugees or something, and instead it gives Chelsea a big old dress... That doesn't feel right.
No. Chelsea, she's well worth that. Absolutely.
Are you sure it wasn't part of... Because she gets paid by their salary by them.
No, that's the headline. That's the headline, the foul. There's so many different stories. Who knows how this election's going to go? I'm just glad it's going to be over with.
The only thing I'm worried about on Election Day is that damn ISIS.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says ISIS is calling for the slaughter of U.S. voters on Election Day and demanding Muslims not participate in the democratic process. The threats appear in an essay carried by ISIS Media Center. Wow. Declares militants have come to slaughter you and smash your ballot boxes.
Jeez.
That doesn't seem very nice.
Maybe the mail-in was the route to go. Maybe I shouldn't go to the polls tomorrow.
No, you have to go. Come on, right. We're not going to be threats.
No, you can't scare me.
Yeah.
No.
Although those are scary words, so I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Oof.
ISIS, you don't scare me.
Don't say that.
Roger Zap, chap, you don't scare me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm off on Roger
again. God.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.